Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our studying the Word of God for our Bible class on tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we'll go right into the reading of our lessons on tonight. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 30. I just give God all reverence who is my life, to Apostle Dean in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm indeed glad to be here tonight, and I thank God for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. Amen. Psalms 30. I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cry unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I should never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my keeper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee. And not be silent, O Lord, my God. I will give thanks unto thee forever. Amen. I have just read the entire Psalms 30. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song.
Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope without to wait. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can go. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me your love.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on this evening, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we confess and we repent. We ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we come tonight, God, just asking you to give me you, God. Give us you, God. That's everything else can wait, God. But give us you, God. We need you, and we can't make it without you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you tonight to send your anointing, God, and in the midst of our Bible class, God, and let your power fall tonight, God, and in the midst of our Bible class, God, and in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. Cover everyone that will listen to this broadcast in the name of Jesus. I ask you tonight to let Deborah decrease them, that the Holy Ghost may increase them and teach us and minister to us on tonight, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just need you, God. Give us you, God. And in the name of Jesus, just move me from myself that this flesh can't speak, and you speak through me, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. I'm nobody, God. I don't know anything without you, Lord. I just need you to use me as your vessel, God, and in the mighty name of Jesus. I just want to please you, Father, not man, but you, God. In the name of Jesus, give me you, Jesus. That's all I need, huh? Give me your word, God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you on tonight, God. I praise you on tonight, Lord. I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. Amen means so let it be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to get ready. I think we're in Numbers chapter 3 tonight. That's why I'm going to start reading. Yeah. These also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the son of Aaron, the priest, which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. And they had no children, and Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron, their father. The order of the host for the tribe of Levi. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. And they shall keep his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation, to do the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they in the charge of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. And thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given unto him out of the children of Israel. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest office. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, and I, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel, instead of all of the firstborn that openeth the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborns are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn of in Israel, both man and beast, mine shall they be. I am the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers by their families, every male from a month old and upward shall thou number them. And Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord, as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libni and Shimi. Shemaiah, and the sons of Kohath by their families: Amram and Izhar, Hebron and Uziel, and the sons of Merari by their families: Mahlai and Mushai. These are the families of the Levites according to the house of their fathers. Of Gershon was the family of the Libnites, and the families of the Shemites. These are the families of the Gershonites, those that were numbered of them according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward, and the chief of the house of the father of the Gershonites shall be Elisha, the son of Leah, and the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation shall be the tabernacle and the tent, the covering thereof, and the hanging of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hanging of the court, and the curtains for the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and by the altar rounding about, and the cords of it for all the service thereof. And of Kohath was the family of the Amramites, and the families of the Izharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzzielites. These are the families of the Kohathites, and the number of all the males from a month old and upward were 8,600, keeping the charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohath shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle southward, and the chief of the house of the father of the family of the Kohathites shall be Elizaphan, the son of Uzziel, and their charge shall be the ark, and the table, and the candlestick, and the altar, and the vessel of the sanctuary, wherewith they minister, and the hanging, and all the service thereof. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest shall be chief over the chief. The priest shall be chief over the chief of the Levites, and have the oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Miriam was the family of the Malites, and the family of the Mushites, and these are the families of the Miria, and those that were numbered of them according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward were 6,200, and the chief of the house of the father of the families of Miria was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. These shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward, and under the custody and charge of the sons of Maria shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and the bar thereof, and the pillar thereof, and the socket thereof, and all the vessels thereof, and all the service thereto, and the pillar of the court rounding about, and their socket, and their pin, and their cord. But those that encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation eastward, shall be Moses and Aaron, sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the children of Israel. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandments of the Lord throughout their families, all the males from a month old and upward were 20,200. And the Lord said unto Moses, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. And thou shalt take the Levites for me, I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites, instead of all the firstlings among cattle of the children of Israel. And Moses numbered as the Lord commanded him all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and all of the firstborn males by the number of names, from a month old and upward, of those that were numbered of them were 20,200, 213. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And for those that are to be redeemed of the 70 and 13 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, thou shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by the pole after the shekel of the sanctuary shall thou take them. The shekel is 20 gerahs, and thou shalt give the money wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons. And Moses took the redemption money of them that were over and above them and were redeemed by the Levites. Of the firstborn of the children of Israel took the money 1,303 score and 5 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the money of them that were redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses.
Chapter 4. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi after their families by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, all that enter into the host to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. This shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation about the most holy thing. And when the camp steps forward, Aaron shall come and his sons, and they shall take down the covering veil and cover the ark of the testimony with it, and shall put thereon the covering of badges, skins, and shall spread over it a cloth wholly of blue, and shall put in the staff thereof. And upon the table of showbread, they shall spread a cloth of blue, and put thereon the dishes and the spoons and the bowls and the covers, and cover withal, and the continual bread shall be their one, and they shall spread upon them a cloth of scarlet, and cover the same with the covering of bags of skin, and shall put in the staff thereof, and they shall take a cloth of blue and cover the candlestick of the light, and his lamp, and his tongue, and his snuff dishes, and all the oil vessels thereof, wherewith they minister unto it, and they shall put it and all the vessels thereof within a covering of badger skin, and shall put it upon the bark, and upon the golden altar, they shall spread the cloth of blue and cover it with a covering of badger skin, and shall put to the staff thereof. And they shall take all the instruments of ministry wherewith they minister in the sanctuary, and put them in the cloth of blue, and cover them with the covering of badger skin, and shall put them on the board. And they shall take away the ashes from the altar, and spread upon the purple cloth thereon, and they shall put upon it all the vessels thereof wherewith they minister about it, even the censers, the flesh hook, and the shovel, and the basin, all the vessels of the altar, and they shall spread upon it a covering of badger skin, and put to the staff of it. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary, and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is to set forward, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to bury, but they shall not but they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die. These things are the burdens of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation. And to the office of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest pertaining the oil of the light and the sweet incense and the daily meat offering and the anointing oil and the oversight of all the tabernacle and of all that therein is in the sanctuary and in the vessels thereof. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, cut ye not off the tribe of the family of the Kohathite from among the Levites, but thus do unto them that they may live and not die. When they approach unto the most holy thing, Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint them every one to his service and to his burden, but they shall not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take also the sum of the sons of Gershon throughout the house of their fathers by their family from 30 years old and upward until 50 years old shalt thou number them, all that enter in to perform the service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites, to serve and for burden. And they shall bear the curtains of the tabernacle and the tabernacle of the congregation, his covering of the covering of the badger skin that is above upon it, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hangings of the court, and the hanging for the door of the gate of the court, which is by the tabernacle and by the altar around about, and their cords, and all the instruments of their service, and all that is made for them, so shall they serve. And the appointment of Aaron and his sons shall be all the service of the sons of the Gershonites, in all their burden, and in all their service, and ye shall appoint unto them in charge all their burden. This is the service of the family of the sons of Gershon and the tabernacle of the congregation, and their charge shall be under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. As for the son of Merari, thou shalt number them after their family by the house of their fathers. Hold on. Okay. From 30 years old and upward upon, even up until 50 years old, shalt thou number them. Every one that entereth into the service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. And this is the charge of their burden, according to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation, the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords, with all their instruments, and with all their service. And by name ye shall reckon the instruments of the charge of the burden. This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari, according to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation, under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. And Moses and Aaron and the chief of the congregation numbered the sons of Kohathites, after their families and after the house of their families. The 30 years, from 30 years old and upward. Oh, and after the house of their father. From 30 years old and upward into the 50 years old, everyone that entered into the service for the work in the tabernacle of the congregation, and those that were numbered of them by their families were 2,750. These were they that were numbered of the family of Kohathites. All that might do service in the tabernacle of the congregation, which Moses and Aaron did number according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And those that were numbered of the sons of Gershon throughout their family and by the house of their fathers from 30 years old and upwards, even unto 50 years old, everyone that entered into the service from the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, even those that were numbered of them throughout their family by the house of their fathers were 2,630. These are they that were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershon, of all that might do service in the tabernacle of the congregation, whom Moses and Aaron did number according to the commandment of the Lord. And those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari throughout their families by the house of their fathers from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, everyone that enters into the service for work in the tabernacle of the congregation, even those that were numbered of them after their families were 3,200. These be those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari. Whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. All those that were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron and the chief of Israel numbered after their families and after the house of their fathers from 30 years and upward, even up to 50 years old, everyone that came to do the service of the ministry and the service of the burden of the tabernacle of the congregation, even those that were numbered of them were 8,544. According to the commandment of the Lord, they were numbered by the hand of Moses, everyone according to his service and according to his burden. Thus were they numbered of him as the Lord commanded Moses. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. These are some long chapters, but all of it is good. Let's go to our questions now. In chapter 3, what did God change according to the law of the firstborn? In chapter 3, what did he change? In verse 12, it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, and I, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of, so he changed right there, all the firstborn that opened the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore, the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hollered unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Man shall they be. Mine shall they be. I am the Lord. So he changed it instead of the firstborn of the Levites. Now, the firstborn of Israel, he changed it to, he chose the Levites as his instead of the firstborn of all Israel, man or beast. What was the difference between the number firstborn of the Levites and the Israelites? What was the difference? I don't know that. Let me see. It says, what are the difference between the number the firstborn of the Levites and the Israelites? And for those that are to be redeemed of the 200, 313 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, thou shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by the pole after the shekels of the sanctuary shall thou take them. The shekels is 20 gerahs. So it's the difference, and I don't know if this is right or not, 213. So 213, which is 60, and 13, which is 73. So it's 273. It's 273, that's the difference. What were the Israelites required to do as a result of this difference? And it says it right upon it. It says, thou shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by pole after the shekels of the sanctuary, shall thou take them. The shekel is 20 gerahs, whatever that is. But they had to pay 5 shekels for each one to Aaron and his sons. And thou shalt give the money wherewith the odd number of them as to be redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons. Amen. Okay, chapter 4. What were the duties of Kohath? What were the duties of the sons of Kohath? So, and the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi after their families by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that entered into the host to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. This shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation about the most holy thing. So they had to carry all the holy items of the tabernacle, the most holy things. Let me see. And when Aaron and his sons had made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary as the camp is to set forth, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to bury it, but they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die. These things are the burden of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation. So if it's a burden, they had to carry these things. Why did all the articles of the tabernacle have to be covered?
Is it because it was holy?
Yeah. I just read it. Mm-hmm. It is because it was holy. And that's right. That's it. That's it. What were the duties of the son of Gershon?
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take also the sum of sons of Gershon throughout the houses of their fathers by their families from 30 years old and upward unto 50 years old, shalt thou number them, and they enter to perform the service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. So do that mean they did it? They cleaned it up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
keep
this is the service of the family of the families of the Gershonites to serve and for burden. And they shall burst the curtains of the tabernacle and the tabernacle of the congregation, his covering and the covering of the badger skin that is above upon it, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Amen.
Is the hanging? Okay. Amen.
If they had to carry all the curtains of the tabernacle.
Okay.
They had to carry all the curtains of the tabernacle. What were the duties of the sons of Merari?
Okay, and this is the charge of their burden according to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation. The boards of the tabernacle, turn it off. And the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and sockets thereof, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords, with all their instruments, and with all their service, and by name ye shall reckon the instrument of the charge of their burden. Which is the service of the family of the sons of Merari.
Amen. You're absolutely right. What was the age range of the sons?
I mean, 30 to, for the Merari, it was 30 years old and upwards, even until 50 years old.
Yeah.
For Gershon, it was same thing, 30 years old and upwards until 50.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the same thing for the
Amen. So they had to do just what God had called them to do. That's what I was talking about on Sunday. You know, they had to do all of these things God called them to do. But when you doing stuff in the name of the Lord, you better do the best you can. You better do a thing, because I'm telling you something, when the God didn't play with them, if they didn't do it, they died. If they didn't do what they were supposed to do, they just died. I'm just going to read some of the commentary that I got. So we know about Aaron's sons. The Lord spake unto Moses on Sinai Mountain. This is the family of Aaron and Moses at the time. At that time, Aaron had four sons. Nadab was the oldest son, and the other sons were Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Aaron anointed them, and he ordained them, gave them authority to work as priests. They served God in God's tent. But Nadab and Abihu fell down and died in front of the Lord. This happened while they offered an unholy fire to the Lord in the Sinai Desert. They had no children, so only Eleazar and Ithamar worked as priests while their father Aaron was alive. So Aaron was the high priest, and that happened back over in Leviticus chapter 8. And all of his sons were priests, but Nadab and Abihu did something that was very wrong. God punished them. He sent fire to burn them until they were dead. And we know this because this story is in Leviticus, chapter 10, verses 1, 2, 3. However, it is not certain what unholy fire means. Priests sometimes burn incense in God's tent. Nadab and Abihu were burning incense when they died. The fire was unholy because God had not ordered them to offer it. And so they were opposing God on purpose. And so what they did was, now, it was nothing wrong in burning the incense in the tent of the Lord, but God has to tell you to do it. You don't just do it because you want to do it, but you offering up unholy fire to the Lord. They had not shown honor to God. This teaches us something very important. God loves us, and he's our friend, but also he is the maker of everything that exists. He is holy completely. We must remember this. We must show honor to God always. We can't be playing with God. I'm just telling you, you know, people take that stuff for granted. But better pay attention to this word. I'm just telling you. In verses 5 through 10, Aaron and his sons were the priests. The rest of the Levite tribes acted as their servants. These servants helped the priests to look after God's tent. They had two main duties. Whatever the Israelites travailed, Levi's tribe had to take down God's tent. Couldn't nobody else mess with God's tent but the Levites. Then they had to carry the parts as they traveled. This was heavy work. They had to carry this stuff. It was heavy. Also, they had to look after God's tent always. If any of the other Israelites came too near to God's tent, y'all know what happened. They died. Then God would not punish all the Israelites because one person had not obeyed him. Before they escaped, this is verses 11 through 13. Before they escaped into the desert, the Israelites were slaves in the country called Egypt. Moses had asked the king of Egypt to let the Israelites go free, but the king had refused, so God had allowed 10 bad things to happen to the Egyptians. That's over in Exodus chapter 7 through 11. For example, their main river had changed into blood, and many insects had eaten their crops. Finally, all the Egyptians' firstborn sons had died. But all the Israelites' firstborn sons had remained alive. And when this happened, the king of Egypt let the Israelites go free. The Israelites' firstborn male animals and also their firstborn sons belonged to God. They had to redeem both their animals and their sons. To redeem means to buy back by means of sacrifice or payment. But when God was giving the law to Moses, the Israelites made idols. They worshiped it. Only Levi tribes were loyal to God. So God wanted Levi tribes to serve him instead of the other Israelites' firstborn sons. And so Levi's tribe served God instead of the Israelites' firstborn. That's why he changed that thing. Verse 14 through 39, God told Moses to count up all the males in the Levite tribe who were 1 month old or older. The men from Levite tribes would help the priests. So the members of that tribe belonged to God in a special way. He had accepted them to belong to him instead of the Israelites' firstborn son. Again, Moses did what God asked him to do. Moses counted Levi's tribe by clan. He told each clan where to camp. The priests camped on the east side of God's tent. Kohath clan camped on the south side of God's tent. Kohath clan was the biggest group. They had a very important job. They were responsible for special furniture in God's tent. Gershon's clan camped on the west side of God's tent. They were responsible for the covering curtains and ropes. Merari's clan was the smallest group. They camped on the north side of God's tent. They had to look after all the parts of the tent frame. And the things in the yard that surrounded it, whenever the Israelites traveled, each clan had to carry their own parts of God's tent. That's something. That's what God called them to do. That's what he called them to do. Verse 40 through 51 of chapter 3, the firstborn Israelites belong to God. A person who belongs to someone is a slave. So these firstborn Israelites were really God's slaves, but God had decided to accept the males from Levi's tribe instead of the firstborn of the Israelites. However, there were 273 more firstborn Israelites than males from the Levi's tribe. So Moses had to buy these 273 firstborn Israelites from God. Moses had to collect 5 pieces of silver for each firstborn Israelite, and this was the price of a slave at that time. It was a lot of money. Many people earned less than 1 piece of silver in a month. We did not know who paid the 5 pieces of silver, but perhaps Moses collected from all the firstborn Israelites. Perhaps just the 273 males paid it, but again, Moses obeyed. Moses obeyed God. At that time, people used pieces of silver for money, but the pieces of silver were not all the same weight. The official weight was the same weight as a piece of silver that people kept in God's tent. The weight of the pieces of silver was 11.5 grams, so the pieces of silver that people paid for their firstborn sons had to weigh about 11.5 grams. Still, the Jews today make this payment today to redeem their firstborn sons. To redeem means to buy back by means of sacrifice or payment. And we don't have time. Well, I just read just a little bit of chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. There were 3 groups of families in Levi's tribe. These were Gershon's clan, Kohath's clan, and Merari's clan. Each clan had different duties. The priest told them what to do. Moses counted all the men in Levi's tribe who were between 30 and 50 years old. These men had to work in God's tent and in the yard that surrounded it. They had to take all the parts down and to carry them whenever the camp moved. Verses 4 through 6, Moses counted Kohan's clans first. They were responsible for the most sacred objects in God's tent. But the priests had to cover these sacred objects before Kohath's clan saw them. Only priests could look at the sacred objects. Anyone else would die if they looked at the sacred objects. The most sacred object was the ark. There were 2 rooms in God's tent. The ark was in the smaller room. This room was called the most holy place. A curtain divided the smaller room from the larger room. The larger room was called the holy place. the priests wrapped the ark in this curtain. They put a covering of the leather over this. The Hebrew word that were translated as leather means the skin of an animal, the skin of the badger. But we do not know to which type of animal the skin belongs. Experts think that it was probably an unusual animal. Lastly, the priest wrapped the ark in a blue cloth. Probably the color blue reminded the people of heaven. There were rings on the ark. The priest put poles through the rings when the camp prevailed. Let me see. For men lifted these poles out of their shoulders, onto their shoulders. They carried the ark in front of all of the Israelites as they marched, and this showed that God was leading them. The priest wrapped all the sacred objects that were in the holy place. There was a special table in the holy place. There was 12 loaves of bread on it. This was the number of the tribes of Israel. The loaves showed that God was with all the Israelites. On every Sabbath, the high priest took away the old loaves and he put new loaves on the table. There were bread on the table always. This showed that God was with the people always. The priest covered the special table first. They covered the stand for the lamp. This stand was very important. We should write more about it in the notes in chapter 8, 1 through 4. Also, they covered the altar of gold. The priest did not sacrifice animals to burn on the altar. Instead, they burned special incense. Then they covered the altar on which the priest burned sacrifices of animals. Also, they wrapped all the things that they used with the table, the stand for the lamps and the altar. The priest had to prepare everything so that it was ready for the Kohath clan. The men from that clan had to carry these objects on their shoulders. The pole made it easier for the men to move all the objects. They carried the sacred objects on poles so that they did not touch them. Aaron's older son, Eleazar, had a very important job. He had to make sure that everyone obeyed these instructions. He told everyone what to do in God's tent. Also, he carried the different oils, the incense, and the grain for the sacrifices. And again, God warned Moses and Aaron, only the priests could look at these sacred objects. If anyone from Kohath's clan saw the sacred objects, they would die. God is holy completely. When we worship him, we must remember this. We can come near to God only by means of Jesus, God's son. Jesus became the only sacrifice for our sins that God accepts. And when we believe in Jesus, God allow us to come near to him. In fact, he invited us to come near to him. So I'm not going to read anymore. We're going to get ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this Bible class. Lord, we thank you for opening up our understanding, our mind, and our hearts, God, through tonight. Father, for this understanding, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Father, cover every member tonight, God, and their family in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Then, Lord God, I ask you tonight, God, to just be with us, walk with us every day, God, lead and guide us every day in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You all have a good night. God bless y'all. I love you. And we'll be right back here Thursday. God bless you. All of you. Have a good night.
Love you. God bless you.
Love you too. God bless you. God bless you all. Love you.